This is episode number 34 with Chris Farrell, the host of the podcast Setbacks and Success, where Chris, a former radio TV presenter turned lifestyle entrepreneur, shares the struggles, obstacles, and hurdles in life and how we can overcome them. Be sure to check out Chris's podcast, where you'll see his first episode with the creator of Baywatch, who I'm sure I recall he met on an airplane. He shares this billion-dollar brand and how it almost failed. And his second episode is with one of my favorite podcasters, Lewis Howes, with his School of Greatness. Welcome to the Neuroscience Meets Social and Emotional Learning podcast. My name is Andrea Samadi. I'm a former educator who's been fascinated with understanding the science behind high-performance strategies in schools, sports, and the workplace for the past 20 years. Our guest today, Chris Farrell, is one of the most respected and successful internet marketers in the industry. Chris's training products and websites have already helped tens of thousands of people create and grow their online businesses, and I was blessed to be mentored by Chris when I was first creating our online courses for Achieve It 360. Chris is a popular in-demand public speaker, having worked with and spoken on stage with Brian Tracy, the late Dr. Stephen Covey, Gary Vaynerchuk, Damon John, and Harvecker, among others. In 2017, Chris began his podcast, Setbacks and Success, showcasing the highs and lows of business owners, entrepreneurs, and people doing great things. He travels the world and has one of those personalities where he's just drawn to meet people. And when he gets to know you, he's always looking for ways that he can add value, and he genuinely wants to help others reach those higher levels of success. He's originally from London, England, which explains his accent, but relocated to Los Angeles. I hope you enjoy this flashback interview, and I felt it was relevant for the launch of this new year, even though this was the start of 2014. I'm sure you'll still find his success strategies helpful and inspiring.
I want to introduce you to Chris here. He was the number one online income service for 2011, 12, and 13. And I got to tell you, I can see why. I found chrisfarrellmembership.com, and this site is amazing. It can teach anyone how to start a business online and earn money. And my life has completely transformed since I found Chris. So, Chris, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today on the call.
Andrea, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. I'm thrilled to be here, and I love working with you, and I love the fact that you're one of these in life, you know, there's so many sayers. You are one of these doers. You've kind of grasped this technology that allows us to communicate like this around the world. I mean, everybody now is a broadcaster. I love how the marketing playing field is level. So you really, you picked up the baton and you've run with it. So it is my pleasure to be here, Andrea. And I must say, last night I started reading this book here.
Woohoo!
In preparation of this webinar, so at least I was familiar with some of your writing, which I was anyway. So I'm really enjoying what I read. So it's a pleasure to read this, and it's a pleasure to be invited. Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. Well, what the point of today's call is we want to jumpstart our 2014 with both feet in and really make an impact.
Yes.
So, what actionable plans are people taking? I hear people talking about 2014, how they're going to get started. Well, I want to know specifically what actionable steps people are taking. And people like you, Chris, you're hanging out with the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk. You're making movies. You've got a successful online business. What are you doing this year to really make a difference?
Well, terrific question, and thank you for asking it. It's funny, actually, if I just kind of quickly if I back up one step, one thing that I think a lot of people are sensing is that everybody I feel that I'm speaking to in business and in life just wants to simplify things. We're all busy. I get that. We're all busy in life, in business, running around. None of us really have enough time. And I feel there's a kind of a common theme of wanting to simplify things. And the ironic thing is, once we do simplify things, we can actually accomplish an awful lot more. So that's kind of the overview of what my personal plan is and in my business for 2014, just to simplify things. But there are a couple of specific steps. I remember Napoleon Hill said, specific information is always better than general. So it's all very well for me to say, you know, simplify, but that's a little bit general. How am I specifically doing that? And I have I've got a couple of things that I'd love to share with you, Andrea, if I may, that I'm actually implementing. And this isn't, I hope this doesn't sound, you know, fluffy, pretty, nice words. These are things that I'm doing With clockwork, that's what I'm looking for, every single day. And you and I have spoken separately about this, Henry, but one thing that I am doing now, which I have to say has exploded my business and actually has given me personally more energy just in my life, is I'm carving out an hour out of my day every single day, and I call it my learning time. And I started this in about September of last year. And since doing this, I have seen my business increase. I've seen incomes increase. I found my energy increase. And what exactly this is every morning, I tend to do it in the morning, I grab a coffee. In fact, I have my coffee right here, right now. And there you go. You do as well. Perfect. We're coffee addicts. And I like to dedicate 60 uninterrupted minutes into learning. I call it my brainfluence time, named after the book that's called Brainfluence. And all I do, and it's nothing radical, I simply dedicate an hour to learning something new about my business. Because I have to tell you, the feeling of going to bed at the end of the day knowing something more than you knew them when you woke up is so empowering. I have this bit of a bugbear, if you like, about wasting time. I do not want any of us to waste time. And it's so easy, particularly having your own business, to get consumed by what I call activity instead of action, feeling we're doing stuff. But actually, if we're totally focused and we're totally honest with ourselves, what have we really achieved that day? Have we really just been doing, clicking around on Facebook and clicking around on a random link that took us there, and suddenly half an hour has disappeared? Or have we actually really had done something actionable? And that's why I found, for me, allocating an hour a day purely to my learning time, and I schedule it the night before, I know that the next day I'm going to spend an hour learning, let's say it might be a new software. It might be reading for an hour. It might be a course that I bought. We've all bought stuff online and have never, ever actually dug into it. So I will schedule, right, I'm going to spend an hour learning Facebook advertising, how to do a promoted post, some video settings. Because we get paid, Jim Rohn said this, we get paid, our income is directly related to how much value we bring to the marketplace. So therefore, if we want to make more money, essentially all we have to do is make ourselves more valuable. So therefore, how do we make ourselves more valuable? We make ourselves more valuable by learning more skills. Now, here's the thing. Most people will never do this. And it's funny, when you get to know most businesses that are successful are just really doing just above the average. So if we spend a little bit of time just learning a little bit more, it's amazing how very quickly we can rise to the top. So that was the first thing I wanted to share. If those watching right now could just even be open to the idea of thinking, okay, maybe an hour a day, I understand, might be too much, but could you, my question to you is, could you allocate 15 minutes starting tomorrow purely to learning time? So whatever your business is there something, is there a book on your bookshelf that you've been meaning to read for 6 months? Could you just think, do you know what, tonight I'm going to write down on a piece of paper that tomorrow I'm going to spend 50 minutes and I'm going to read the first chapter? That alone is so addictive, because you'll go to bed thinking, gosh, when my head is on the pillow now, I didn't know what I knew when I woke up this morning. So, and I know you do this, Andrea, don't you? You're very good at wanting to kind of immerse yourself in learning new skills.
Yes, because this online world is so different for me. It's taken me a year to get to this point. I practiced webinars for 6 months before we got here. And I want to welcome Danny Proctor's on the line. That's Bob Proctor's grandson.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, he's on the line with us. Mo Salami from the UK. He's studied.
Hello, Mo. Good old Mo. Yeah. How are you, Mo? Nice to hear you in sunny England. Well, sunny-ish England.
And my friend Sandy Rogers. These are all people that have watched me go through my learning curve. And it's sitting there and Googling, and that's how I found you. I just found you by Googling online. How do I make my own squeeze page? And here's Chris Farrell come up, and now I'm on a webinar with him. So
Business, sorry to talk over the end of your sentence, Andrea. This business is still so new to everybody. That's the thing. And this is why even the boss of Google said recently in an interview, he said there's no such thing as competition in this industry. It's all about collaboration. And do you know what? That's absolutely true. I have some other businesses as well, aside from online stuff. And the difference in mindset and mentality is quite staggering. In most other businesses, I find that people, if they're doing well, they really kind of want to keep their secrets, if you like, to themselves. But here, we all know that it's so new. We know the Napoleon Hill again speaks about this in Think and Grow Rich, the power of the mastermind. The sum is always greater than the parts. It just is. So what I'm saying is collectively, we can all kind of help each other out because we... Robert Kiyosaki talked about trends, and he gave this great analogy once. He said, imagine a hose pipe with a basketball going through it. He said, if you're at the front of the basketball, you know, you're ahead of a trend. It's a great image, very kind of strong imagery. This is where we all are in the online world. It's very easy to feel that, oh, there's so much to learn, and everybody else knows it apart from I. We are still on the starting block. So just, Andrea, you just doing this Hangout. You and I, you know, even this week we were learning about how Google Hangouts work. So it's a terrific time to really start and get involved in this industry.
Absolutely.
Let me grab my coffee.
Yes. So Chris, we had met because you had set an email out for an accountability group that you started.
Yes.
And I'm in your accountability group now, and I'm doing certain things every day. One of them is the learning time. Can you talk a little bit more about other things that you do every day that help set you up, like a razor's edge advantage over other people? What are you doing every day other than just learning?
Okay, I'd love to. I mean, I'm pretty disciplined, and even that is something that I had to work at. So I have this learning time that has really transformed my business. I'm addicted to learning. It's funny, isn't it, that saying youth is wasted on the young. At school, I couldn't wait to leave school. Now I just love immersing myself in learning new stuff. I also have something I do every day called earning time. So we have learning time. That's where we'll learn a new marketing tactic, let's say. But then there's earning time. And earning time, without wanting to put too finer a point on it, is literally, what can we do right now, literally right now, to make us the next dollar online? There's a great saying in business, you know, work on whatever's going to bring you the next dollar first. Pay yourself first. It's very easy getting in this business to have all this stuff, all this information, but actually not make any money. So therefore, to eradicate that, I like to carve out another hour a day, and I'm doing this after our call today, funnily enough, Andrea, where I'm purely working on earning. Now, what does that mean? Well, often that means is if we've spent some time learning something in our learning time, then in our earning time, we can implement it. So it might be, for example, creating a one-page website to build your list. If you have a list, it might be emailing your list an offer. It might be putting on a webinar. It might be writing a blog post. It might be something just to engage you more with your audience. Ideally, we want to spend time every day learning something and then earning, so implementing whatever it is that we've learned. Another thing that I love to do every day, and actually I would probably say this is the most important aspect, it's certainly related to learning and earning, is I work hard, and this will sound a little bit crazy, so forgive me, but I'm really big into mental health, into working on having good mental health, and that means being able to think quickly, articulate, communicate, and all these, as Brian Tracy once said, all skills are learnable. And what I like to do is I like to get up at a certain time every morning. I get up between 4 and 5 o'clock every morning, and I spend half an hour on brain time. And there's a website called lumosity.com that I'm a member of. It's only $60 a year, and it's great games that allow you to really just focus your mind, have good vocabulary, just make yourself sharp and make yourself quicker, because good mental health is at the root of everything. Stephen Covey once said, we can solve any challenge in life by spending some serious time in personal development. And it also, I know it sounds corny, I even hesitate saying it, but it is true. Everything starts up here. You know, if we really want to talk about making money and being a success, often the first change we need to make is that slight change, and often it's only a tiny little change. It's like being on a boat, and if we just kind of nudge the wheel of the boat, I think Wayne Dyer said something like this once, if we nudge the wheel of the boat, just that slight nudge is all it takes to take the boat off in a slightly different direction, meaning we'll end up in a different destination. It's that slight nudge. So therefore, we can talk about making money online and creating a business, but if we are not entering into it with the correct attitude to start off with, then really it's a futile exercise. So to answer your question, every day I spend some time on mental health. I take a supplement called Oceans Alive, which I have to say I'm quite into health, and I've taken loads of supplements over the years. I've never really, honestly, felt really any different from taking any of them. But
right.
We kind of are made to feel that we should take, you know, vitamin D's and vitamin B complex, and I take them, but I don't know. I don't know if I feel any different, really. However, there's this thing called Oceans Alive, which is, it tastes a bit like pond water, and it's for your brain. And I do feel sharper. I find myself communicating better, executing my ideas faster, just being able to kind of cut to the point and be more concise with my vocabulary. To answer your question, things that I do every day, I certainly, every day without fail, I work on mental health, taking the supplement, doing this thing called Lumosity, spending time learning something, and it might just be reading, might be spending some time in personal development. I always like to try and do at least 10 minutes of that every day, and spend some time earning as well. If you just do that within just a few hours, you can really start your day. I think how you start your day kind of sets a precedent for the rest of the day. That's why I like to get up early. That's the real reason, because there's no distractions. So often by 7 in the morning, I feel like I've done a whole day's work. And then kind of when life kicks in, and you know, if you've got kids and we've got 1,000 dogs here and life and everything, we all have distractions. You know, I get that. We all have chores. We have to go to Whole Foods. We have to take the car in for the service. I get it. That's life. We all have it. So therefore, if we can start our day well, even if kind of the rest of the day sort of goes slightly out the window, we know that when we go to bed that night, to loop back to what we were saying earlier, we kind of feel empowered that actually at least we have done some learning time, earning time, and worked on our mental health as well. Again, I know I mentioned this a moment ago, but Brian Tracy said this, and these words really harpooned and resonated with me. He said, all skills are learnable. All skills are learnable. Do we honestly think that every single person that is a success online, or indeed offline, is a genius? They're not. What they're good at is they're good at essentially committing to good habits and becoming a slave to those good habits. That's really all it is. Just to commit to some good habits, like learning something every day, working on earning, working on your mental health, but commit to those habits. It's very easy to do it for a few days and then like, you know, that's human nature. And that's why those that are the most successful are the most successful. They're not the most talented or the hardest working or the luckiest, thank goodness. They are good at committing to good habits. And that's why I love if you speak at an event or go to a networking event, you can't look at somebody and think he's going to be a success or she's going to be a success. You might look at a 27-year-old, you know, young, sharply dressed guy, and who sounds great, you think he's going to be the success, whereas actually it might be the quiet 55-year-old lady, mother of three, that's actually, she's the one, because she knows that she's good at committing to successful habits. You know, we all are saying Rome wasn't built in a day, but they were laying bricks every day, and that's my point. If we do little thing, baby steps every day, it's amazing how relatively quickly we can actually achieve great results. Forgive me, Andrea, I sometimes get too excited and I talk too much.
No, this is great, Chris. And you've set it up perfectly for my lesson that goes into the mind. So I'm so thrilled to have had this opportunity to have you on the webinar. We know you've got to get back to learning time, and I want to honor your time, learning time.
We want to
honor your time, Chris. And these tips are going to help our people here that are watching, and I hope everyone just implements one new thing. And I'm going to go into a lesson here, and we're going to say thank you, Chris Farrell.
Thank you, Andrea. Good luck with everything, and I'll speak to you very soon. And thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time joining us. Thanks, Andrea.
We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you, lovely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you're enjoying the Neuroscience Meets Social and Emotional Learning podcast, please don't forget to subscribe so you'll stay up to date with our new episode. While you're there, please feel free to give us a review or a 5-star rating, as it helps others find us. For more information on our programs, books and tools for schools and the workplace, visit us at www.achieveit360.com.